ION, Researches into the Phenomenology of the Self by C.G. Jung, translated by R.F.C. Hull, read by David Rintoul for Ukemi Audiobooks. Foreword. The theme of this work is the idea of the ION, Greek ION. My investigation seeks, with the help of Christian, Gnostic, and alchemical symbols of the self, to throw light on the change of psychic situation within the Christian eon. Christian tradition, from the outset, is not only saturated with Persian and Jewish ideas about the beginning and end of time, but is filled with intimations of a kind of enantiodromian reversal of dominance. I mean by this the dilemma of Christ and Antichrist. Probably most of the historical speculations about time and the division of time were influenced, as the apocalypse shows, by astrological ideas. It is therefore only natural that my reflections should gravitate mainly round the symbol of the fishes, for the Pisces eon is the synchronistic concomitant of 2,000 years of Christian development. In this time period, not only was the figure of the Anthropos, the Son of Man, progressively amplified symbolically and thus assimilated psychologically, but it brought with it changes in man's attitude that had already been anticipated by the expectation of the Antichrist in the ancient texts. Because these texts relegate the appearance of Antichrist to the end of time, we are justified in speaking of a Christian eon, which, it was presupposed, would find its end with the Second Coming. It seems as if this expectation coincides with the astrological conception of the Platonic month of the fishes. The immediate occasion for my proposing to discuss these historical questions is the fact that the archetypal image of wholeness, which appears so frequently in the products of the unconscious, has its forerunners in history. These were identified very early with the figure of Christ, as I have shown in my book Psychology and Alchemy. I have been requested so often by my readers to discuss the relations between the traditional Christ figure and the natural symbols of wholeness, or the self, that I finally decided to take this task in hand. Considering the unusual difficulties of such an undertaking, my decision did not come easily to me, for in order to surmount all the obstacles and possibilities of error, a knowledge and caution would be needed, which unfortunately are vouchsafed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?